Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning milk price and margins as we move through the next several months. As you've probably noticed, the advance price for September is announced at about $2 a hundredweight lower than what we enjoyed in August and even back into July. So how do you prepare for the slide that's likely coming? Number one, as we close out the summer, you need to take a really hard look at the animals in your herd that are still open and more than 150 days in milk. Do you want to continue trying to breed these animals, or are these animals that are potential culls that need to move down the road? Also, as you look at these animals, if you have some heifers that are more than 150 days in milk and still open, you might want to really consider, how good of animal is this? Are there some other reasons that we might want to cull her out of the herd other than the fact that she's not pregnant? As you also look at your margins, you need to refigure your feed cost. Feed cost in general is probably up from where it was a year ago. For those of you that raise your own forages, you need to consider what the actual value of these crops are. Not the cost that you have in the crop or the cost of production, but what is the market value of that. Now, once you figure that out, then you'll be able to figure out how many pounds of milk it really takes for a cow to still be making a margin in your dairy herd, so that you can understand when you should make those culling choices. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to sharpen their pencils and get ready for some lower milk prices.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.